One evening, a very skinny, gray-complected, downcast expression, sad-faced man entered into the office of Dr. James Hamilton a number of years ago in Manchester, England. The doctor noticed the very, very sad, very heavy, hangdog expression on the man's face, and he asked him as he came through the door, "Are you sick?" The reply came back in very somber and heavy tones, "Yes, doctor. I am sick with a deadly disease." "Well, what disease is it?" the doctor asked. "I am devastated and depressed by life. I cannot find happiness anywhere. Nothing makes me laugh. I have nothing to live for. Doctor, if I can't find a means of solving this, if you cannot help me, I may have to end myself." The doctor said, "Oh, no, don't do that. What you need is a change of pace. This sickness is not going to kill you. You just need to do something. You need to laugh. You need to find some pleasurable amusement, something to put a smile on your face." The man heaved a great sigh and said, "Well, what can I do?" And the doctor said, "Well, tonight, go to the circus that's in town. And when you go to the circus, be careful and pay attention and look for this clown by the name of Grimaldi. He's hysterical. If you watch Grimaldi, it'll bring you out of this depression. He is the funniest man alive. I saw him a week ago, and I'm still laughing about his antics. Go see Grimaldi the clown. He'll cure you." A look of angst and pain came across the slender, gray-faced man. He cast his eyes down and said, "Doctor, please don't mock me. I am Grimaldi the clown." You see, clowns paint on happy faces. And clowns follow a routine of happy, amusing antics and activities. Some of it's slapstick. Some of it's a little subtle if you watch closely. Personally, I'm a little disappointed the way our culture has been treating clowns of late. I grew up loving them. One of my best memories is while I was working in the garden on my birthday, a car pulls up and out of the car comes two fully dressed clowns. They were members of the church and they were doing a routine somewhere else and they thought they'd stop and sing happy birthday to me. Clowns are wonderful. They make you smile. They make you laugh. They make you see life a little lighthearted. But what we sometimes fail to realize is that such persons are putting on a face. To the onlookers, this is a person who's filled with joy, when inside some of them may be deep in sorrow. According to the Business Insurer Brokers Association of America, let me say that again. According to the Business Insurance Brokers Association of America, comedians are in the top 10 most depressing occupations with the highest suicide rate. There appears to be a common thread running through all of this. And that is that they make the outsides of themselves appear happy, but they've not addressed the inner man. And I think this may be the reason why so many struggle with Christianity. Not that they're depressed like some of the clowns may be, but they're wearing the right expressions. They're saying the right words. They're going through all the motions and all the activities that you would expect Christians to do on the outside without having transformed the inner person. I have so often of late talked with persons, and not just because of the current virus crisis that's going on, but it's been a trend that I've seen for some times. of persons changing from congregation to congregation. I saw it in the north, and I've seen it here in the south. Changing from congregation to congregation. And when I ask the question, why? And they say, because I'm not getting anything out of it. And the answer is, that's rather shallow. It's not about what you get out of it, it's about what you're putting into it. The mature Christian realizes that the local church needs such a one and invests himself. And thus it is that there are persons who go about putting on themselves the appearance of being in Christ without truly changing themselves from the inside. In Christ, we are transformed by the gospel in order to be more like Christ, who did not come to this world to be served, but to serve. Inside, by the gospel, we are transformed by it to the extent that we are closer to the image of God. Not that we look handsome or bright or glorious, but that we become very generous with ourselves and our resources and our lives. Just like our Father. A Christian is one who's changed by the gospel from the inside, and it's reflected on the outside. And one who is not changed on the inside serves Christ with little more effort than a clown who puts on his makeup. From the book of Romans, the apostle teaches us in the 12th chapter with regard to this transformation. Beginning at verse 1, he writes, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Transforming ourselves from the inside out. And as if the Romans weren't getting it, he had to repeat it to the Ephesians. When in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at 22, he writes, "That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." May our service to the Lord begin at the inside and be reflected on the outside, and not just be a costume that we put on in the presence of others. When we do so, we'll discover that the Christian life is a delight. It's natural. It's something that we will be because it's who we were designed to be. For those who need prayers on their behalf for restoration, or for those who need prayers for encouragement, now is your opportunity to make that known by coming forward while we stand and sing.